Well, let me hear you say mountain, mountain, mountain.
Fire what you're saying.
Red I read. Give thanks to life.
Seriously.
But there, look for there. Me have to give a shout out to there, looking fresh in African garb, West African garb.
Respect to my brethren, Peter Sarpong, and the one Ben there on the ground there in Ghana. This is a long time shirt for you. I had this shirt for about 3 years, only wore about twice.
Yeah, man.
So I'm going to pull it out, you know?
But they the ones, special reasoning today.
Yeah, anytime you see me fresh, though, respect to the one Peter Sarpong and the one Ben there. I think Ben last name Sarpong too, believe it or not. But they keep me fresh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So we give thanks still. Fire, what are we reason about today?
Well, today we are reason about the full joy in the simplistic beauties of life. Like the concept of treating yourself, I feel like most of us think about that concept so wrong. It's always about splurging and spending all of this money or getting yourself into debt as opposed to actually accepting and loving and noticing the very, very simplistic things in life. And we're going to give you some examples of simplistic things that we think really can elevate the mind and bring you forward, you know?
No, serious thing, Farah. And first thing is that term, you know, don't cheat yourself, treat yourself, has been taken over by corporations. This has a consumer character to it. I don't even know the word to use. All right. Just consumerism. Mm-hmm. A person say they're going to treat themselves. They run up their credit card, eating bad food, drinking, taking some type of narcotic, staying up late at night. And in the context of actually treating your being and yourself, I don't see where there's a connection. Now, in regards to really treating yourself, you want me to share an example of how I actually treat myself?
No, man, that's important for the people.
All right. So, a thing I do to actually treat myself is I'm a man that walks a lot. Mm-hmm. And if you do walking can be a form of meditation, especially the vibe that you're on. But walking is very important to me because one, it's very healthy, moving, good for the heart rate. But more than anything, Farai, it's just like the same heights I would reach burning herb or traditional meditating, like doing breath work, I have reached that walking. So I walk by a big park here, right? And I think to walk around that park is maybe like 4 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Farai, yo, when we on the heights and walking, I'm telling you, by the time I kind of catch myself, the walk is done.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And it's just, I don't know if it's the rhythm of the walking, but it's like, and the cool thing is there are not a lot of driveways. There are a couple parts where they're like driveways with the parking lots you got to like pay attention to. But even that, sometimes I know it's not safe, but sometimes I breeze through that without paying attention. You know, I guess subconsciously I'm paying attention to traffic coming, but truthfully, man, it's on the vibes, you know, and it's just, I don't know if I've been doing this so much and it's nothing intentional, it just happened, but walking. And another thing too, man, is sleeping, right? Sleeping earlier. So I think I have a pretty decent sleep routine, but especially if I'm feeling extra tired, I make sure that I cut things down earlier. Like I'll eat early. I'll probably stop eating like 5 or 6, have my little tea and I'll go to sleep. And I think that's the highest form of treating myself because my body has told me that I'm tired, right? And yes, there may be other things that I can do or work that can be done, but if I'm actually treating myself, treating my being and what it needs, I need rest. So yeah. What better way to treat myself is with rest and with a good meal, you know?
People really underestimate sleep. I feel like I'm guilty of that.
You guilty of it, Fire. We're going to put that out there. I don't know what sleep schedule this man on. Why is this baby telling me? And I've been telling you about this show. So I don't know, yeah.
All right. Even upon the concept of sleep, a whole heap of people underestimate sleep. And I know I fall in that bracket of people underestimate sleep. I'm trying to get better at that because it really put a boost in your creative thinking too. And then when we even think about the concept of walking, like walking is not just, yeah, movement is magic, but there's just something about walking where you can experience so many different things that can inspire you and enhance your creative thinking. For one, you might walk and you might see some birds in a tree, it gives you a different inspiration. It put color to your mind and not just the physical color of the birds. And where you see, you look up into the sky, you see the clouds, it might shape like a lion, an elephant or something. It really enhances your creative thinking. And then there's there's so much different things. I remember when and there I reasoned not too long and there I mentioned about even walking and talking to yourself. And that is important because that is something where that's a privilege and a simplistic privilege that most of us have where we can talk to ourselves, get a response in our mind.
Facts.
And build up on that intuition that we have. And I think as human beings, we complicate things so much that we overlook all of these different things that can build up and make we become a whole person, so to speak, you know?
And I want to say this too, man. Like everybody I know, everywhere I've been, like the office here, everybody here can tell you, they always see me outside walking. You know what I'm saying? So I'm probably like the weird dude that's always walking around this neighborhood, you know? But within the walking too, I really practice gratitude that I'm even able to walk. You know what I'm saying? Like one physically, but also like I'm in a position to actually like get up from my desk and walk during the day, you know, cause I try to minimize sitting at the desk about 45 minutes an hour. And every time I get up and walk, but walking is also for me, a form of meditation, a form of inspiration and really a form of gratitude. Mm-hmm. You know, it's during that time I get down to the nitty gritty because we're so busy. And like, man, we just really forget. I was talking to my wife the other day, man. It's just like, even this fire, like so gracious that we're able to record a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And share information with people. And we have the resources and access to other things to make it happen. It's just like, for me, walking kind of puts things into perspectives and focus in my mind, along with meditating.
Yeah.
On your own. But for me, walking is a form of meditation. I'm a walker. Wife is a walker. Now Blair is a walker. You know what I'm saying? She out there walking with me. But it's those simple things, man. It's just like those things you have to add to your life. Everything doesn't have to be a big production. And I noticed the emptier a person is, the more all activities have to be a big production. Like they can't find joy in like basic things.
Yeah. Self-fulfillment is very low when it comes to other people. Yeah.
Everything has to be like, you see it, like it could be like, cause you ask somebody to have a birthday party and literally just have a dinner with their family, right? And you just have the most joy and it's such a vibe. But the next person need to have things flying out the sky and all this to kind of get a little vibe to them cause there's nothing there. Are they not in tune to what's there? You know what I'm saying? So they have to outsource everything. And but I do encourage people to really, man, you gotta tone it down and find the joy and beauty and the simple things in life. You know, we all have those things we could connect to. Sometimes we're too busy. Sometimes we're too stressed. Sometimes we're too busy in other people's business. Far, I always got to put that in there. We're too busy in other people's business, you know? But you definitely need to identify how you can simplify things. There's another aspect we have to throw in there too, which prevents people from simplifying things. This is not for all people because some people that they just from hand to mouth because they just don't make enough. But if you were to tone down some of the bills that you have and your living standards, you'll be able to enjoy simple things more. Simplifying your life will help you enjoy simple things more. You know, some people you just have through the pressure, whether it's the competition or the expectation to think what you were doing, You put too much financial stress on yourself and you have too many things. And the pressure that you're under to maintain those things doesn't allow you to partake in things that are more healthy and beneficial for you because your mind is just too consumed in generating and maintaining these exterior things.
Well, then I said that I listened to, been on this Romy and Virgo album for the other day, from the other day. And Remy and Virgo have a song with Jesse Ryle called Burn Your Bridges.
Uh-huh.
And in the song, Jesse Ryle said, nobody know if I love you, so worship the people who do. And it really have me thinking from there to there, like people, that's a next simplistic beauty of life that people underestimate. Having somebody who love you, who genuinely love you, who you can actually have a question or have a genuine concern and start a conversation.
Facts.
With that person, because we tend oftentimes we overlook the value of conversation, and I feel like it's something so simple and it really add towards our life, and we need to start think more about the conversations that we have and the people who provide valuable insights within these conversations. And that Facts. Is something that's very important to have access to anybody at all who actually love you and can give you a valuable insight. That is something that you need to really be grateful for and count that as a part of your trait. And believe me, like a lot of people have so much convoluted thoughts, have a mind that's thinking about a whole bunch of different things, and there's nobody there to comfort them or calm them or give them at least even one progressive insight. So that in itself is a privilege, and we need to understand that. And you see, when we think about treating ourselves, we need to start thinking about the connection of the physical to the mental itself too, because even this thing, if you feel intense, you can take a time out and go have a massage too, because these different things add up and build up. And we're not talking about anything when I take it out of your realm. I know most of the things we're speaking about in regards to simplistic beauty is things that we don't have to pay for.
Yeah.
And that might be something that you have to pay for, but it's not that much, and it won't cost you based on what it will do for you. It do more good for you than a bad for you. Because when you think about it, once your body in line and you're feeling relaxed from a physical standpoint, more than likely mentally, you will feel stimulated too, and that's when the creative juices start to flow. And that's a simplistic beauty that I think most people should not overlook. When you think about pampering yourself or, again, treating yourself, it doesn't really have to be a 5-star resort or going out of your way for
make yourself. And you know what's wild with that is that, I don't know, the most expensive food is the unhealthiest food in regards to restaurants. You know, I'm not talking about high quality food, like going to like a supermarket or something, but I don't know, man. We just have a wrong concept, you know, like, treating yourself is I'm going to, you know, rent a car or rent a big car and go party all night and drink liquor, right? But reality, I'm not saying no one shouldn't party and all that. Let's keep things in context. But really treating yourself is working out consistently, whatever that looks like. For you in your situation, whether it's doing something in the house, going for a walk, or going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the highest form of treating yourself, you know, washing your thoughts,
mm-hmm.
avoiding bad company.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Nurturing your relationships.
So simple.
Eating good food.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping. You know, being kind and being loving to yourself. And sometimes we're loving to others, but we're not loving to ourselves, you know?
That is it.
Don't talk like rough to yourself. That's like really treating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people struggle with the concept of treating themselves where it's actually beneficial to them because they don't love themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we got to get to the point of actually loving yourself.
That self-love is important.
Like genuinely loving yourself, that you're deserving for the best things. And the best things is not expensive sneakers or expensive shirt. That's not the best thing for you. Not knocking it. I'm not going to say you can't have it, right? But that's not necessarily the best thing for you. Best thing for you is to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Working up with yourself so you got peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. Peace of mind.
That's like the highest treat you can get yourself.
Important.
You know? No, facts, right? And it's like, you know, I want to go back to this walking thing, right? I do encourage people to walk. Some people can't walk. Some people can. They schedule not right. So when I was teaching, I always used to walk. Sometimes you have a double period. And whenever I had a free period, I used to go hit the road, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to walk far. Sometimes I used to walk too far. And I look at the time, I got to go run back. To get to the next class. But like, because you don't walk, like, because people's majority of interaction with a neighborhood is from driving, they really don't know what's in that neighborhood fire. You'll be shocked when you walk how much you get a better understanding of the stores, the vibe, and the energy from walking that you never experience from driving.
How much time I walk someplace, I'm like, this was always, always here.
Because you driving.
Pass
you
get what I'm every day.
You driving, you know? And that's just a key lesson in life, just to slow down the little things and just observe and taking the vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
Basic, like the back to basic, because sometimes we think about back to basic and we always think about it being a minimalist concept where it's taking away from this, and why do we have technology if we need to still be minimalist? Nobody's telling you to sell your car or anything like that, but it's just showing you that after all is said and all is done, these foundation things that were there were set there to preserve your mental space. And nature is one, you know, that most people don't understand. You know, the earth is one. It's one connection. You can't, everything is made of atoms and molecules. And with everything being made of atoms and molecules, and also every single living thing is a matter, and it takes up space. So we have to understand what is my role within this space. And the only way to really figure out your role within this space is to really connect with the things around you. Facts. And what is connecting with the things around you? You have to be walking and moving. Movement is magic.
True.
And these are the electrifying things of life that when we really put the puzzles together, realize, okay, human beings fit here. But yet still, human beings fit in here. We yet still will come into the park and we can see all of these different creatures interacting within that same space. And we realize that everything is playing. It's one cyclical process that's taking place. And this is just your part today. And tomorrow, you have a next role for play. And that's how simple life is. And I think human beings think they're so smart. Which they are intelligent, because for a man to build a skyscraper building without it falling down, that's intelligence, and build a bridge over water.
Yeah.
That's beyond imagination, and build artificial intelligence that can actually capture thought and develop on that thought.
Yeah.
That's cool and all. But when you think about the foundation of this, even artificial intelligence, the foundation of artificial intelligence is binary at the same time, regardless.
Yeah.
Zeros and ones.
Yeah, yeah,
every
yeah.
single thing is zeros and ones, and you can't go around that. And binary, that's how simple life is.
Serious thing, you know? And I wanted to say too, I know some people, I say, well, you know, they live in an area where certain things can't happen. And like, I do recommend, if you do live in a neighborhood where walking isn't possible, go to one where it is. Or downtowns and most cities, for the most part, they got a part of the downtown that's pretty safe. You may want to hike around those blocks in that area and go back to your area, you know? But I do encourage, you know, I encourage the walking so much, because people can't be still within themselves and engage in traditional meditation. This could be your gateway to meditation, because you can walk and listen to music. You can walk and talk on the phone, depending on the frequency of the conversation. But just being outside, being in the air, being in the sun is way more beneficial, and moving more than anything, because man wasn't made to sit around, and too many of us are living a sedated lifestyle, which is detrimental to our health on a whole. Just you moving, you'll be in such a better spot. And for all my people there who suffer from that constipation fight, walk that right out.
Yeah, man. It's true.
Serious
man.
Thing. Yeah. If you go walk, I don't know the science behind it, but that junk gonna come out. You get what I'm saying?
Natural healer, you know.
So, but man, serious thing, man. It was a good topic. I'm glad you brought it up, because people do need to simplify stuff. And I probably should have spoke about this more earlier, but you need to have high levels of gratitude, because we're very ungrateful collectively as a society. And I really realized that when I was in Africa fire, and it's like I was amongst, you know, the low and the high, but I can say across the board that people had a different, in their eyes, they had a different zest for life.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And it's something about being in America that just like kills your spirit. You know, it's not, I don't care if you can have all the money, you can achieve your goals and something. I don't know if it's because it's always to the next thing, but it's something about America. Because when I came back, that's the first thing I told my wife. I said, fire. It's just a different vibe, and it's a different energy. And I think that we take, because we're in this environment, we think the rest of the world has this approach to life, but they don't. We may look at another culture and say, oh, they're poor to this and that. Yeah, they may have financial deficiencies, but they excel in other areas, particularly family and spirit, and just their mental health. Because like, you know, people fire, people just feel a way over here. And it's like, yeah, I understand you have problems, but it's like, man, we break it down. Like, you have a place to stay. You know, you have some form of income. There's a basic level of security. You know, I think that they're too in their head, and they're too in the media, and they're not in touch with reality, their situation. Like, the question I would ask sometimes, like, what more do you want?
So they bring up something very interesting in this whole simplistic reasoning, right? Because advertisement 101, there is a rule in advertisement 101, simple is boring.
Facts.
And with simple being boring, that's what they use to gravitate to you and bring up consumership.
And you're not being enough without this product.
So that's the reason why majority of people need products, because these products are what actually build you and create you to be somebody within society. Mm-hmm. And if you were to stick with the simple, then you're a nobody. It's like almost like at high school, you know, the cool kids are over here and the cool kids are supposed to be the ones who buy all of these products. Mm-hmm. And then the ones who are a nobody, they are the ones who come to school every day in the same uniform and people laugh at them. But not realizing that these are the people who actually have the best life out of all of it. Because if you think about it, COVID comes show you a lot of things to, you know.
Yeah.
COVID, man, have them money and can't get food.
Yeah.
You have only, no matter which money you have your money and can't get toilet tissue off of the shelf. So it just show people, say, yo, simplistic beauty is something where you need to tap into.
No, you need to Friday. They had an earthquake. When they had an earthquake? Friday?
Yeah.
I was at the chiropractor, right? And it was packed. So obviously it's all type of people in there, right? Anytime something dropped, you know, everybody's going to die, regardless of race, economic situation, sex, religion, anything.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
No joke.
Anytime that roof falls, all going to fall on us. There's nothing, joke. There's no bank account that
can
protect
you. We're going to fall by one man, no step.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, these things probably not that important then.
Capitalism have a way of plaguing the brain and let you feel like, so you see the matrix that most of us live in,
yeah.
We can't unplug ourselves from the matrix, not even for 1 second. Because like the example you talk about, even the walking and being in the city, you know, it's nothing that people underestimate is even music itself too is a gift where most of us must need to cherish too. Because if you're cleaning your house and cleaning your house, turn on a song that make you lose yourself and make you feel like you're gone in our next world while you're cooking, while you're cleaning.
True.
All of these different things can always add up and make you feel different and better at the end of the day. Take a nice hot shower.
Therapeutic. That's the term for the music I was saying.
Like a therapeutic vibe. It really stimulates your mind to it and it make your neurons start firing all different ways. You get so excited. You get to listen to a song and get your goosebumps. You know how cool that is for you listen to a song, a recording that somebody leave in place, and you get goosebumps and you feel nice to yourself. And you say, yeah, this feeling is the feel. Because it's all about the feelings, you know. The feeling and the energy is the ultimate thing that you're striving for. What can give you a proper feeling and a proper energy than the simplistic beauties of life?
And you know what's wild too, man? I noticed with the simplistic behaviors that you would say, you're more present during those things.
Mm-hmm.
And the key to everything is being present. That's why people are in a lot of problems. They're not present. You know, and I've lived a large portion of my life not being present. So I could tell you from personal experience, right? And I've gotten to a point where majority of my time is present. So I could tell you the difference. And it's just like a lot of things that we're going after it puts so much pressure on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fire, you know, a lot of time the pressure not real, right?
Reality.
You get what I'm saying?
The created pressure. It's
artificial mm-hmm. pressure, like, you need to do this thing, or you have to have this thing, or you need to accomplish this thing, or you need to have this money, or you need to look away. Ain't nobody tell you to do these things, yo. Let me be clear when I say that. People are telling you to do these things, but no one's telling you to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
You're embracing these ideas. It's not your natural idea. You didn't come to this conclusion on your own. So once you identify these things and you want to try your own tribe, you know, I guess they say you broke away from the matrix, but that's the liberating thing, because it's not, you almost walk into your own drum. You get what I'm saying? And you're actually making decisions that's beneficial for you. I'm not telling nobody to go not work. Some people go to the extreme with the thing, fire. You can unplug from the matrix and still get an income and take care of your family and all these things. It don't be no way you're living in no back alley or nothing. You're not doing this, you're not doing that, you know? But
maybe we need to do a reasoning about
what
the concept of money as a tool, using money as a tool too.
Because I think some people go too far and put themselves in a little jam. But yeah, it helps you to be more present. You see this present thing, Fire, this breathing, this being present. Because you can acknowledge things too, but I think the problem is how long do you acknowledge it, right? So for instance, now you have a vibe, right? You're sorting something out of your head, but you identify it. And you accept it and you move on. You're not dwelling on it for the rest of the day, or it's not changing your insides or anything. And I think that's the level people need to get to. But back to this correlation with this presence and this gratitude, I think, man, people really need to just find basic activities. For me, I can only tell you what works for me. You get what I'm saying? So it's not a universal thing.
Yeah.
But I know the meditation. If I had a little meditation session before you came, yeah, right? The meditation, the walking, and living in gratitude, Farai. That living in gratitude is the meditation and living in gratitude is the game changers. Obviously, taking care of yourself, working out, eating properly, nurturing your relationships, get a little quiet time, and doing your thing. But like that gratitude, being grateful. I could just say, as a society, man, we got to be one of the most ungrateful societies in the history of mankind. Man. We got to be here. We really have to be here. Because like, if you just listen to the average man, what they complain about, it's like mind boggling.
It's tough, man, because I think what it's in the fire. See, when the time get cold, people ball and complain, say all the time cold. And it's like the conversations always stem around the time
complaining.
Cold.
No, the conversations stem around complaining.
And if it warm, the same thing. Yeah. And I think most human beings really lose sight. But you know, say it designed this way though.
True.
Is a design type of vibes, you know. And it's also a genetic thing to where it become genetic based upon and what been happening for previous generations, and it does start get enhanced, and it's a practice.
Can you have a conversation with somebody without it being a complaint? Can you just pay it to anyone? Listen, because we got cuts, we'll do this now, but anyone listening during this upcoming week, initiate a conversation with someone and see how far that conversation goes without a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do complain, I guarantee that conversation to go further.
I'm a challenge anybody I listen to for ask yourself this. What are you grateful for?
Facts.
Is there anything within the realms of being simplistic that you truly full joy outside of all of these different consumption items and things that were placed or advertised to you? You know, that's an important thing. Question for answer.